Love the Coast, 98.9, 7AD. The Devonport Food Festival is on, and part of the fun is the Ultimate Cheese Toastie competition, which the team from Ashgrove will be doing this coming Saturday. Ben Milbourne will be one of the judges, or maybe the only judge. Here he is on the phone from Queensland. Hello, Ben.
Hey, mate. How are you?
All right. So where does the Milbourne family go for school holidays in Queensland, mate?
We've been up at Caloundra.
Nice.
We've had a few days on the beach, thawing out from what's been a long winter in Tassie.
Yeah.
But we're heading home tomorrow.
Okay, good spot, Caloundra. Right, so this Ultimate Cheese Toasty competition, part of the Devonport Food Festival, and just a simple idea, and I think this will be great. So it's something that, like, the whole family can get involved in.
Yeah, I think at some stage everyone's made a cheese toastie, and most people claim that they can make a pretty good one. So it's a good opportunity to come along and test your wares and see who actually can stand up with all the other people around the state, and especially on the northwest coast of Tassie, who have access to such great dairy, in particular great cheese from Ashgrove. Come along and see if you can actually do what a lot of people say they can and make the best cheese toastie on the coast.
Yeah, all right. So Jaffel or not Jaffel?
Well, we don't have any Jaffels. I'm a bit of a Jaffel fan, but I think when you're getting into Jaffels, you can go different angles that don't involve cheese. So when I was growing up, I used to always get the old tinned spaghetti and put into the Jaffel, or you'd get leftover spaghetti, the meatballs,
yep,
from spaghetti and meatballs and put into a Jaffel. So I think we're going with the normal toasty. So you have to have that cheese component. You want to see that oozing cheese coming out the side. And I think the Jaffel just encases it a little bit too much. You don't see that oozy cheese.
Right. Okay. So shaved cheese or just flat cheese or cheese straight off the block?
I reckon you've got to grade it. So if you can grade it and create more surface area, if the cheese is a little bit smaller because you've graded it, it's got a better chance of melting evenly. And I reckon the best way, a good tip is, to mix your cheeses together. So go for a good melting cheese like a Havarti, and then go for a nice strong cheese that's going to give you flavour like a vintage cheddar.
Right. Well, plenty of good cheese to work with at Ashgrove on Saturday. So it's on between about lunchtime and 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you'd like to enter, there's $1,000 up for grabs. That's the prize from Ashgrove's. So get into that. Have a look at the Ashgrove's Facebook page and website, and you can get into that. And it's free entry, and that should be a good fun on Saturday afternoon. You're actually going to film it for your TV show, yeah?
Yeah, we did it last year. It was a lot of fun last year. We split it over 2 episodes on the show. We had 2 rounds of people cooking off, and it was just a good, fun day. Lots of different, some really out there, wacky, zany ideas of what to go into a cheese toasty. But yeah, we filmed it for the show. It went to air. The winner made a Filipino adobo, which is like a Filipino chicken sauce to go with their cheese toasty, and it was absolutely beautiful. So we will be filming. It did so well last year that we're going to come along. We'll film it again this year for this season of the show.
Okay, so you can add something to the cheese.
You can, yeah. You've got to have a cheese component in there. So Ashgrove will supply all the cheese that you need. But if you want to add something else, you can. So if you did want to do sort of the spaghetti and meatball Swiss or the meatball, you can bring along the meatball and the red sauce,
yeah,
and put that in and get the cheese from Ashgrove and put that on top, and that could be your toasty. So it doesn't just have to be cheese. You can mix it up a little bit.
Awesome. What's happening with the TV show, mate? What's doing?
So we're in the normal sort of pitch period at the moment where we go to the networks and go back to all of our production partners and get them involved in getting the show up and going for another season. So we're going into our 3rd season of Left Off the Map, which we're really excited about. The first 2 seasons did really, really well in their time slot. The audience numbers were bigger than Channel 10 would normally get for that time slot. So they're really happy. So we're going to roll around again and go for our 3rd season of Left Off the Map. We'll start filming. Actually, our first filming block will be the cheese toaster competition at Ashgrove. So that'll kick off season 3.
Great. All right. So if you want to get on Ben's TV show, head along to Ashgrove on Saturday. And one thing I really liked about the show was, you know, not just the cooking, but the characters you meet and the places you go to. And as the title suggests, left off the map. Some of these places that, you know, local Tasmanians probably don't visit very often or have never been to.
Yeah, and as you said, with the name, that was the whole idea of the show. We still want it to be cooking involved, so we have that recipe at the beginning and the end of the episodes. But that middle segment really is all about storytelling and going to those places that we have kind of forgotten about or we don't visit as much as we used to anymore, and find out what's happening there and try and drive people back to those places as much as we possibly can.
Yeah, great stuff. All right, mate, thanks for taking our call while you're on holidays in Queensland. Back tomorrow and Saturday at Ashgrove for the Ultimate Cheese Toasty Competition. Enjoy, mate. Thank you.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, there's Ben Milbourne. So that's Saturday at Ashgrove from lunchtime till about 3. I think probably from 11 o'clock till about 3. And contact Ashgrove to put your name in that and maybe win $1,000.